All right, so today we're gonna dive into the world of veterinary care, but with a twist. We've got this really interesting article from the Better Business Bureau, and it's profiling Assinet Animal Hospital in Massachusetts. It's all about their unique hands-on approach. So are you ready to learn how Dr. Long is changing the game?
Absolutely. The thing that really caught my eye right away was this concept of show, don't just tell. Dr. Long really emphasizes making pet owners active participants in their animals' care, which is pretty revolutionary in the veterinary field.
Yeah, for sure. It's like instead of just hearing your cat needs a dental cleaning, you're actually seeing what's going on in there. But is it really more than just a cool gimmick?
I think it goes much deeper than that. Just think about it. When you understand why a procedure is necessary, you're more likely to be on board with it.
Right.
And that goes for human healthcare too. This kind of transparency can really help reduce anxiety for the pet, and then better compliance from the owner, and ultimately better outcomes for everyone.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, if my dog could just understand why he needs that shot, maybe he wouldn't put up such a fight.
And that's where Dr. Long's motto, treating is teaching, comes in. She's not just fixing animals, she's empowering owners to be more informed advocates for their pets.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all connects. But honestly, how much can the average pet owner really pick up just by watching? Aren't some things best left to the professionals?
Well, there's a quote from Dr. Long in the article. I think it gets to the heart of this. She says, "We encourage that for everything you miss for not knowing, you miss eight others for just not looking."
Well, that's interesting. It's like she's saying observation is a skill that needs to be honed.
Precisely. It's about training your eye to notice those subtle changes in your pet's behavior, which could be early signs of a problem.
Right.
And when you catch things early, you're often avoiding more serious issues down the road, not to mention expensive ones.
Yeah. So it's almost like a preventative approach to pet care. But wouldn't all this explaining and showing take a ton of extra time?
That's a good question, and it's one that many pet owners probably have. But, consider this. Dr. Long's focus on education might actually streamline things in the long run.
Really?
Yeah. When owners understand the why, they're less likely to second-guess recommendations or delay treatments.
Okay, I see your point. It's like investing the time upfront to educate can actually save time and hassle later on.
Exactly.
And, speaking of going above and beyond, the article also highlights how Assinet Animal Hospital is so deeply involved in their community. They hold rabies clinics, offer shelter during town events. It seems like they're really going the extra mile.
It is a fantastic example of a business, recognizing that their role extends beyond just their core services. By being a true community partner, they're building trust and goodwill, which ultimately benefits everyone involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like Dr. Long's personal values play a big role in this too. She talks about being proud to be part of Massachusetts and its inclusive values. There's even a quote where she says how much she appreciates being part of a commonwealth where all people are valued and respected.
It is fascinating how a business's values can really shape its practices and interactions like that. Dr. Long's commitment to inclusivity likely translates to a really welcoming environment for both staff and clients. It makes you wonder how many businesses prioritize their values in such a tangible way.
Definitely makes you think about the businesses you choose to support, right? But before we get too philosophical, there's still so much more to uncover about Assinet Animal Hospital's unique approach. So are you ready to keep digging?
Absolutely. Let's dive back in.
Okay, so we've established that Dr. Long is all about transparency and education in her practice, but I'm curious about the practical impact of that. Does this approach actually lead to different choices being made for the animals?
That's a great question. I think it absolutely can. Imagine this. You bring your dog in for what seems like a simple ear infection, and most vets would just prescribe antibiotics and send you on your way. But Dr. Long might take the time to actually show you, under a microscope, what's actually going on in your dog's ear.
Wow, I can see how that would change things. Suddenly, it's not just an abstract ear infection, it's a real visible problem.
Exactly. And maybe she explains how certain cleaning techniques can prevent future infections. So, armed with that knowledge, you're more likely to be diligent about those preventative measures because you've seen the consequences firsthand.
That makes a lot of sense. You're not just blindly following orders. You're an informed participant in your pet's healthcare plan.
Right, and that can be especially important when it comes to more complex or costly procedures. So let's say your cat needs surgery. Dr. Long might walk you through the procedure, show you images, and explain the potential risks and benefits. in a way that you truly understand.
Yeah, I bet that would make those tough decisions a lot less stressful. But let's play devil's advocate for a second. Wouldn't this hands-on approach lead to longer wait times at the clinic?
That's a valid concern, for sure. Time is precious, both for the vet and the pet owners. But Dr. Long's approach might actually lead to greater efficiency in some ways.
Really? How so?
Well, think about all the follow-up calls and questions that vets often receive after appointments. If pet owners already have a deeper understanding of their animal's condition and treatment plan, wouldn't that reduce the need for those extra interactions?
Okay, yeah, I see your point. It's like investing the time up front to educate can save time and hassle later on.
Exactly. And there's another aspect of this that I find really interesting. This show-don't-tell approach can also benefit the animals themselves.
Well, that's a great point. I hadn't even thought about that. In what way?
Well, imagine a dog who's terrified of going to the vet. If the vet takes the time to slowly introduce the dog to the equipment, maybe even let them sniff it and explore, it could create a much less stressful experience.
That's a really good point. It's about building trust, not just with the owner, but with the animal as well.
Absolutely. It's about creating a more positive and humane approach to veterinary care.
But here's the question that's been on my mind this whole time. This all sounds amazing, but doesn't it come with a hefty price tag? Isn't all this extra time and attention going to cost pet owners more?
That's a fair question, and one many listeners are probably wondering about. Unfortunately, the article doesn't provide any specifics on pricing at Assinet Animal Hospital, but I think it's important to remember that cost-effective care isn't always about the lowest price tag.
So are you saying Dr. Long's approach could actually save pet owners' money in the long run?
It's certainly possible. By focusing on preventative care and early detection, she might be helping clients avoid more serious and therefore more expensive problems down the road.
That makes sense. It's like an investment in your pet's long-term health. But even if it doesn't always work out that way, wouldn't you say peace of mind has a value too?
Absolutely. Knowing that your vet is taking the time to educate you and involve you in the decision-making process, that's invaluable.
So it seems like Assinet Animal Hospital is doing things a bit differently. And maybe they're onto something really special. But let's not forget, they're not just focused on what happens inside the clinic walls. The article also highlighted their strong commitment to the community. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a testament to their values. They're not just a business. They're a part of the fabric of their town.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, Are they setting a new standard for what veterinary care could or even should look like?
It's certainly a model worth paying attention to. You know, I think what's so compelling about Assinet Animal Hospital is that they're not just focused on treating animals. They're focused on building relationships with the animals and their humans.
Yeah, and that seems to be reflected in everything they do. From their educational approach to their community involvement, it's almost like they've created this holistic ecosystem of care.
Exactly. And I think that's something that many businesses, not just in the veterinary field, could learn from. It's about recognizing that success isn't just about profits. It's about making a positive impact on the lives of your customers and your community.
So what can our listener take away from all of this?
Right.
I mean, maybe not everyone has a Dr. Long in their neighborhood.
That's true. But I think there are still some valuable lessons here. You know, as a consumer, you have a choice. You can choose to support businesses that align with your values, businesses that prioritize transparency, education, and community engagement.
And how do you find those businesses? It's not always obvious just from looking at their website.
You're right. Sometimes you have to dig a little deeper. Don't be afraid to ask questions when you're choosing a vet, a mechanic, or any service provider, really. Ask them about their philosophy, their approach. See if they're willing to take the time to explain things to you.
Yeah, and sometimes it's the little things that reveal a lot about a business. Do they go out of their way to make you feel comfortable? Do they seem genuinely interested in your needs? Those are all good clues.
Exactly. It's about finding those businesses that see you as a partner, not just a transaction. And those businesses are out there. You just have to be willing to look for them.
So for our listeners who are intrigued by Dr. Long's approach, what's the next step?
Well, first of all, I highly recommend checking out the full article on the Better Business Bureau website. It's a truly inspiring story. And then just start paying attention to the businesses you interact with. Ask yourself, are they going the extra mile? Are they living up to their values?
And if they're not, maybe it's time to find ones that are. Because as we've learned from Assinet Animal Hospital, when a business puts its heart into its work, it can really make a world of difference. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those good questions.